listener production.
Hi and welcome to Central Queensland Local News. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy day for CQ with Rocky and Emerald heading for 31 degrees, 30 on the way for Gladstone. Here's what we're covering this Thursday, February 9. 9 charged after property crime operation, CQ coal mine blocked and warnings for our coastline. Detectives from Gladstone have wrapped up a 3-month property crime operation charging 9 people with a combined 80 offences. Police executed 8 warrants since November, allegedly finding stolen vehicles, weapons and tools. Sergeant Wayne Butcher says investigations spanned well beyond the Port City.
This operation's spanned as far as Rockhampton, out to Billawilla, down to Agnes Water. So a great result from the Gladstone Property Crime and Police in general to clear up a lot of these offenders.
Meantime, police are continuing their efforts to locate a man who threatened workers at a Rockhampton business with a machete. It happened on Musgrave Street in Bursica around 6:40 on Monday night. He fled empty-handed after workers threw a chair at him, and it's believed he went down Burnett Street. Simon Barclay from the Criminal Investigation Branch is calling for anyone with information to come forward, saying the man would have stood out in such a public place.
People should be allowed to be able to go about their day-to-day business without having to worry about people entering their premises or homes with edged weapons. So it is a concern, and that's why we're seeking our assistance to help identify this person.
To other news now, for the first time in history, the federal government has blocked the approval of a new coal mine. The Central Queensland Coal Project was to be an open-cut mine near the Shoalwater Bay area. The move is being welcomed by local conservation groups, but it's been met with disappointment by our MPs. Flynn's Colin Boyce has told Sky News it could deter further investment in CQ.
Into the future, I mean, a company's expected to invest in Queensland and Australia and in the mining and resource sector with the current legislation that's been passed in both state of Queensland and here in Canberra.
Central Queensland Coal has been contacted for comment. And the Weather Bureau is warning Central Queenslanders to take care near our oceans with a marine wind warning still in place. It's as they keep an eye on Tropical Cyclone Gabrielle over the Northern Coral Sea, which is expected to remain well offshore. Surf Life Saving Queensland's Natalie Edwards says swimmers should swim between the flags for safety.
Listen to surf lifesavers and lifeguards and adhere to their advice. But before going to the beach, just check the Beach Safe app that the beach is open that you're heading to.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The fixture has dropped for this year's AFL Capricornia comp. Round 1 will begin on April 22 and include the traditional Kangaroos and Panthers Anzac clash. Yeppoon will take on Glenmore in their first outing, while a Gladstone Region Derby will see Gladstone host Bits. And Rugby League makes its return this weekend ahead of the NRL season. New Zealand is hosting the Indigenous v Maori All-Stars clash for the first time this Saturday. Rocky local and CQ Capras player Bailey Butler has travelled over to Rotorua after being listed in the reserves. And now you're up to date with what's happening in CQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. I'll be back later with more local news.